2 Tango on the road again.
Rusty, K5WLF.
Good.
Not a whole lot. I heard you and Tom there talking about HOA issues with the antennas, and I may have a potential solution for you. I don't know if you got a chance to write something down, but looking at Diamond Bravo Bravo 7 Victor, it's a vertical telescopic 8210, and it would probably be a good solution for your issue there.
Write things down. I'm on the road headed back home because the inspection I was going to do. Almost there and they canceled. So I'm going to head back to the house and then they're going to owe me travel and we'll see what happens. But anyway, that's, you say that's a Diamond rig?
Yes, sir. It's a Diamond vertical antenna and it's 8210 and it's a telescopic. So, and I gave the information to Tom, so you can get it to him, from him. But there's a guy that called on YouTube called HOA Ham, and that's what he uses for his HOA area. And it's he uses like a feather flag stake and a three quarter inch galvanized pipe. And when he wants to shoot it up, he just brings it out to the backyard, puts the stake in the ground, and then raises the vertical up, and then when he gets done, he just pulls it all back down, and it's out of sight from HOA.
That may work, because like I said, I don't know what their, almost got run over somebody getting off on Pelham Road, or 14 at Greer. So, anyway, I'll look into that and see what that is. I'm still not sure of all the rules over here where this is, because like I said, like I told Tom, there are a bunch of, most every condo over there has a antenna of some sort on the top, you know. Dish antennas are all over the place, so I don't know. I'm going to see, and there's also a tree right behind my fiance's fence that is part of her property, so I may be able to stick something up through there. It's just not big enough that I can do a whole lot, so I'll have to see, you know, I'll have to see what I can do once I have the chance to sit down and take a look at it and then decide what radios I'm going to bring over.
Like I said, Tom has all the information. You can get it from him later, but I'll let you go, and you be safe traveling out there. I just got to where I need to be. But that's something you may want to look into and see if that might be a solution if nothing else.
You know, something you can pop up at night when you want to get on the HF and then drop it back down in the daytime when it's not there. So, you know, that might work out too, and I'll just have to see. And because we're thinking about bringing in an 8x10 building that I can put out in the backyard, get it wired up for electricity, and then I can put my radios in it and operate from out there. So we got lots of time to do work things up. I'm not in a big hurry. I'm off HF right now unless I go back over to my trailer. And I may do that a time or two over the next few days. But thanks for the info. You have a good day. We'll talk to you later. W2T Mobile.
So you have a good day. Talk to you later. W2T, K-A-5-W-L-A.